Hi, it's Doon here, your host and hype girl. And before we dive into today's episode, I want you to take a hot second to reflect. What's that passion, unique experience, or knowledge you have itching to be shared with the world? For me, it's always been about guiding you and cheerleading incredible women to start your businesses. So what's your thing? You see, everyone's got something they excel at, something they just can't stop talking about. And it turns out that one of the best ways to monetize those passions is through sharing that thing with the world as a digital course product. My life's work has been to chat with more than 600, 7, 8, and 9-figure e-commerce founders. And it's through those conversations that have led me to creating a foolproof playbook and my go-to guide for early-stage founders in the form of my first ever digital program, E-commerce Fundamentals. But it wouldn't have been possible without Thinkific. The beauty of this platform lies in its simplicity. Cute templates and a super easy to use editor. No coding headaches, no tech-induced stress, just pure focus on what matters most, the content. So if you've ever been curious about building a course to teach your passion, this is the way to do it. The genuine support from the Thinkific team turns it from this lonely, confusing headache into the most fulfilling and easy project. Go to the link in my show notes to get a free trial on me.
This is Priyanka Ganju for Female Startup Club. Hey everyone, it's Doon here, your host and hype girl. Today, I'm chatting to Priyanka Ganju, the founder behind Kolfi Beauty. Kolfi Beauty is a premium beauty brand and digital platform celebrating South Asian beauty with fun and approachable beauty products created with their community in mind. Kolfi Beauty was started with the mission of creating products that meet the unique needs of South Asian skin tones and undertones and challenging beauty standards in the community. We're chatting about her insights into approaching manufacturing and where to start, cultivating community, what the Sephora Accelerate program is really like, and what made her launch successful. Now, updates from my side. Super, super exciting stuff. If you are interested in being a founding member of our private network that is soon to be launching, head to femalestartupclub.com/waitlist and add your email to the list. I'm going to give a proper deep dive into exactly what it is over the coming weeks. But for now, all you need to know is that if you are a woman and you're building an e-commerce, D2C, CPG type brand, and you're looking for a community of people who are going through the exact same stuff as you, this is going to be made specifically for you. We're going to have a program of women from the show giving a new take on mentorship. We're going to have experts giving masterclasses. We're going to have buyers telling you exactly what they look for in their retail stores. There is going to be so much cool stuff in the works, and I can't wait to share it with you all. So if you're interested, go to femalestartupclub.com/waitlist and pop your name down and be the first to grab a founding member spot when we go live. Let's get stuck into this episode. This is Priyanka for Female Startup Club.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Priyanka, hi, hello, and welcome to the Female Startup Club podcast.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited to be here with you too. I was just saying how much I love your jacket. It looks amazing. You look amazing. I always love to kick off the interview by getting you to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what your business is.
Hi, I'm Priyanka Ganju. I'm the founder of Kofi Beauty. Kofi is a beauty brand that celebrates South Asian beauty and culture. And the reason I started Kofi was growing up, I never saw myself represented in the beauty industry, and I wanted to change that. We launched this year in February of 2021 with our hero product, which is the Underline Kajal Eyeliner, which is a beautiful, beautiful eyeliner that I hope that your audience will also find exciting.
Oh, I love it. I love everything about your brand. I've been following you for a while, and I have so many of your pictures saved on my Instagram, you know, the beautiful branding, the campaign imagery. I'm just such a fangirl of everything you've been doing so far. Congratulations for the launch. And I'm really excited to dig in and understand how it went and how it's going and, you know, all the good stuff. But let's go back to the very beginning. I'm sure it doesn't really begin this year. Where does your entrepreneurial story actually start?
It's such a great question, because I feel like I finally found what I was always meant to do, but it took me a while. It's only in 2019 that I left my job after thinking about this idea of a South Asian beauty brand for years, right? I was spending years thinking about it, and I always had ideas, but this was the one that truly stuck and truly felt like I couldn't get it out of my mind. And 2019 was basically when I took that tangible first step towards making this my full-time obsession.
And so when you say tangible step, that was quitting your job and going all in on bringing this to life.
Yep, absolutely. That was a huge step for me. I, put my savings into a bank account. I opened a legal entity, and that was the beginning, and bought an office chair. That was also like a nice fancy office chair for my home office. And these little things got us started. And then it was a lot of like customer discovery and really trying to understand what I was trying to build. But I would say that just even taking that first step of saying like, I'm going to do this regardless of what happens, I'm going to give myself time and energy and resources behind that, that was a big step.
Mm. I always love to know about the capital that it takes to start a brand and how you're able to finance in the beginning. So my question is, how much did it cost you to get started, like in terms of your savings? And how were you able to give yourself like a runway without having any revenue coming in from the brand at all?
It's a great question. And honestly, there are people who've started brands with like $10,000 from their mother or something like that, which I I mean, really huge respect for them, because I actually started by putting in $160,000 of my own money into the brand. And that's really that gave the runway that I needed to get our branding, get our product, website, campaign. All the initial pieces that you see on the site are really coming from that initial investment. And so, you know, in some respects, it can feel like a big commitment, given that a lot of brands start with much less, and it is possible to start with much less. But at the same time, you know, our brand is really elevated and joyful, and I wanted to really give it the best I could from a visual perspective, from a product perspective, from an experience perspective. And so I think we really made that initial bootstrap money work really hard, because I feel like it felt like a multi-million dollar campaign.
I mean, it looks like a multi-million dollar campaign for sure. It's incredible. In those early days, you know, you were talking about you have to set up the company and take those initial steps. What was it like going through the manufacturing stage of the business? Obviously, that's a key part of bringing a beauty brand to life, is finding the right partners, understanding what the product is going to be like, formulating all that kind of thing. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience and, yeah, whether it was good, whether it was bad, what the learnings were?
It started off really well. I think the big challenge was obviously COVID last year, when a lot of manufacturers weren't really on the floor, which is completely understandable. So the start was really, I worked in the beauty industry. I was at Ipsy, where I ran merchandising, and we were also manufacturing private label. And so through that experience, I was able to make some vendor relationships, go to trade shows, and really understand the supplier landscape. And so when I started, I had that background of, you know, knowing which suppliers I wanted to start by reaching out to. And then I had to obviously go through a process of finding the right fit of someone who wanted to work with a brand as small as mine, as well as who would meet our requirements in terms of formulations, right? So we reached out to a couple of vendors and found the right manufacturing partner for us. I think the challenge came last year when we were in the middle of product development, and then pandemic happened. There were lockdowns everywhere globally. And so that really, really slowed down our manufacturing process. But at the same time, that's something that I think like big brands and everyone struggled with. So I think the big lesson there was to, you know, just give things the time they need to really work out and build that trust relationship with the manufacturer, because they were trying to do their best as well.
Mm. You said that you had a lot of experience in the beauty industry working in these huge companies and, you know, going to trade shows and understanding the landscape a bit better. But what would you say to a beauty entrepreneur who doesn't have that kind of background and experience? What are the kinds of things that they should look out for when they're kind of in that early phase of trying to find a manufacturer or a formulator or a chemist?
Yeah, I think the process is actually in some ways very similar. You have to go to the trade shows. You know, there are so many here in New York, in LA, they're happening everywhere. And, you know, walk the floor, meet people, meet vendors, see what products they have, speak to probably like, you know, 10 vendors, and then you'll very quickly find out like who's responsive, what is their expertise, what are they known for, speak to other beauty founders, you know, have you worked with this vendor? I mean, sometimes some of this manufacturer information is fairly confidential. It's not easy to get access to it. But I think walking the trade shows, meeting with the vendors, knowing which brands they work with, sometimes they will share that with you. I think that will give you the confidence you need to shortlist the vendors. And once you get into a working relationship with them, you know, just knowing how are they progressing against the milestones, are they able to develop the formula that you need? I think those are things that you will learn. It's definitely trial and error, and it was that on my end too, because even if there's a vendor that might work for a certain product, for a certain brand, it may not necessarily work for you and what you are trying to do. So it's definitely a lot of trial and error.
Totally. I jumped ahead of myself a little bit, and I wanted to backtrack to ask, how did you land on the products that you were going to launch with? What made you choose the pencils, the eyeliners, from the beginning and not say, you know, a serum or something else?
Yeah, it's so funny, because I actually was going to launch with concealer, that was the launch product originally, because that's a huge pain point for me and for South Asians that I knew, my friends and family, because complexion products are really hard to find for our skin tones and undertones. And so that's the product I've been actually working for now almost more than 2 years now. It's happening in the background. But through the customer journey, when I started doing interviews, I did surveys, I did focus groups, I realized that one of the must-have products in every one's bag, makeup bag, was the Kajal eyeliner. So Kajal is eyeliner in South Asian culture. It's not even considered makeup. It's one of those first makeup products you pick up. And traditionally, it was made in the kitchen where your grandma would like burn almond and mix it with like ghee or castor oil, and then use that like black kind of mixture and apply it to your eye as a way to ward off evil eye, which is nazar. And so there's a lot of like traditional storytelling and emotion associated with that product. And I found out that a lot of people were still struggling to find a kajal that was pigmented and creamy, like the, you know, what our grandmas used to make. And that was my aha moment, being like, this is such a beautiful product. It's something, it was the first product that I sort of, you know, first makeup product that I ever wore, and has such a great emotional connection with my community. I think that's the product we need to launch with. And, you know, the concealer is going to come next, and that definitely is going to happen. But brands are so much about like making that connection. And I think like that Kajal eyeliner to me was the connection that I wanted to make.
I think it's funny that, you know, we have this idea of we're going to launch with this and like, this is the vision. But then as you speak to your desired customer or your, you know, your target customer, you're like, oh, hang on, I'm resisting what actually people are asking for. And I need to change my mindset here and shift to focus on what people are actually asking for. And in doing that, you already have an army of people who are, you know, ready and waiting for this product that you've been talking about. How many people did you have to speak to actually kind of make that connection and then be like, that's what we're doing now?
So I did at least 100 in-person conversations in New York. And then we did like a whole day focus group where we probably had like 50 people come in. And then we did surveys where we had, I would say like 300-400 people fill it out. And so it was a lot of people, I think. And this was all done by me. And, you know, it was very much organic. We didn't pay like a market research firm or anything to do that. But I think it got me really close to what the customer wants. So, you know, sometimes I do think like brand building is a mix of like the world you want to build and what the customer is saying, right? It's both in a way. You have to balance both, because it's also about creating something that's new and unique that your customer doesn't expect or hasn't seen before. But you also have to listen to what they're saying. So that's why I spent so much time with our customers and like trying to find out what they want. But I agree with you. You have to pivot and you have to always listen to what they want.
Yeah, it sounds like for your journey so far, it's been a really key part of the process in doing that customer research and listening to what people were telling you. And I guess it's like active listening, where maybe at first you don't even notice that that's the thing that keeps coming up. But when you look back over the results, you're like, oh, there it is. Like, it's sitting right in front of me. This is it.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like, you know, people are like, oh, does the world need another eyeliner? But I'm like, yes, the world needs this specific eyeliner. It does need it, because that's something that is in the background that people are telling me. One of the things that we've also continued to do is through Instagram and through our community of writers that we have, we're also constantly going back to them and refining what else do they want to hear from us from a messaging perspective, from a product perspective. So it's not like a once and done thing. You have to continuously go back and keep engaging with your community.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I want to switch topics to talk about your community building specifically. I know that you have Kolfi Bytes, which is your editorial hub, and that's where you've been producing a lot of content, written content. What are your key steps to cultivating true community and building this loyal army of people around you?
I think a big part of community building is allowing space for people to be seen and heard. I think that's to me the big differentiator in our approach, because our editor, Samia, who curates these stories, she's spending time with people, like talk to them, connecting with them every week, just to understand how are you feeling? You know, what do you want to read about? And how do you want to express yourself? I think that human connection, that personal connection, it's opposite of all this machine learning stuff that we've been, you know, people have been talking a lot about. That's, you know, like personalization, but through technology. And, you know, while I'm an engineer by training, so I definitely love technology, but I think like what people are looking for more than that is that human connection, creating space for people to feel seen and heard. And so, you know, my personal experience writing for our blog, for example, and Samia is my editor too. So she like helps me like find my true voice. And I think like that was such an amazing process, like guiding other people, giving them space to express themselves. That's what creates that connection with the brand. That's much more than like what an algorithm or what, you know, some software can do.
Absolutely. That's so cool. You were in Sephora's Accelerate program for 2021 this year, or maybe it's still going, I'm not sure. What was it like getting into that? And what are the steps for people who are kind of wanting to get into that program, get into Sephora?
So Sephora this year had Accelerate focused on founders of color. And I think it was such an amazing opportunity. And it's a great shift in that program, because more than ever, I think we need more inclusive beauty brands. And it was super, super exciting to get in. We were accepted into the program in December last year, before we had even launched. So I was really excited, because Sephora had faith in us even before we had launched, before they'd seen anything. And that was just amazing. And I couldn't share it till February, till the announcement happened. And it was so hard to keep that. You know, they were like, don't share it with anyone yet. So in terms of the application process, it's very much very open. In October last year, that's when we applied online. They asked us to send samples of our product, as well as did an interview in November. And then in December, we found out. And the program started in February. It ended just, it's actually still ongoing. So next week, I think, is the concluding week. It's been just fantastic getting to know the Sephora team, getting to meet with founders who've been successful at Sephora. And, you know, just having these people that you can ask questions to and reach out to. And of course, like also eventually launching with Sephora, that's something that we're looking forward to do in the future.
Oh, that's so awesome. What is it that Sephora is looking for in their brands that they're bringing on now?
You know, what's amazing to me is that Sephora focuses so much on the founder story, as well as, you know, what the brand truly stands for, much more than, you know, are you a celebrity? Do you just bring like some, you know, there are a lot of brands that you've seen have like kind of be created overnight because there's some celebrity that's behind it, or there's like something that's like sort of instantly makes the brand. Whereas I feel that Sephora truly is like, who's the founder? Who's leading the brand? You know, helping build the brand together with them, as opposed to just having something that's already created, because they truly believe like that partnership is important to them. And so obviously I can't speak for what Sephora looks for, but I do think that what I've seen from them say repeatedly to me and to the founders in the program is that the founders are the superpower, and their personal passion is what really sets the brand apart.
Yeah, it's so important to have that true passion and energy and excitement for what you're doing, and that long-term vision of, you know, really building a community of people around the brand who truly love it and celebrate it. I'm excited for you. When are you launching into Sephora?
We're still talking to them, so I don't have a date yet, but you'll know when we're ready to announce that.
Ah, can't wait. All right, let's talk about the launch. Let's talk about February this year. What were you doing in the lead up to launch to get, you know, everyone excited, and how did it go?
Oh my God, the launch went so well, much better than I ever expected. And I think it was because we had so many women and women of color who truly like went out of the way to give our brand the space, whether that was in the press. You know, we were covered by Vogue and Allure and NBC and, you know, InStyle and like Forbes. And, you know, obviously I had a team that helped us with PR, and they did a fantastic job. So I'm really grateful for all of the editors, beauty editors, and our community who gave us space and shared with their friends. And we haven't spent a single dollar in paid marketing yet. And our launch has completely been driven by that organic word of mouth, as well as the earned media we got through the press.
Oh my gosh. And you've had so much amazing press. I loved the piece in Vogue, and I've just read about you all over the place. It's been super cool to see. What is really driving, or what's really working well for you at the moment when it comes to organic social media, you know, all the channels?
I think one of the things that is important is to actually create things that people value and want to share. And I think, you know, early on last year when we were building our blog, I would always think about like what's going to get most likes and what's going to get most shares. And, you know, quickly you can start thinking about like, oh, I'm not seeing the increase in follower count, and it can be discouraging. But I think if you create things that people value, as people discover them, they will share. And that's basically what's happened with us. You know, we had been building this blog and building this content and telling our story really since April of last year. But it was only once we launched and more people discovered us and discovered the content, they started sharing it, and we really rapidly grew. But we wouldn't have gotten there had we not made that investment early on. So I would say, like, don't worry too much about like immediate gratification of seeing those numbers pop. Really do continue to put in that quality of work consistently. And as and when people find you, they'll find value in that, and you'll start seeing those numbers pick up as well.
That's so true. It's a good way to be thinking about it rather than getting bogged down with the stress of social media and how many likes is something getting or how many views. Where is the business today, and what does the future look like when it comes to, are you on track for revenue goals? How big's the team? What new products are coming out? I know you mentioned concealer. I'm excited to know.
Yeah, so this year we're really focused on our direct-to-consumer channel, which is our Shopify website, and really making sure we increase brand awareness through that word of mouth, through the organic content. You know, we'll start testing out paid marketing over the year, but that's really the focus for this year, is to really build our direct-to-consumer channel. And then next year, I think we're going to start looking into, obviously, the retail partnership, as well as expanding our product roadmap and making those longer-term investments. But I think one of the things that I've realized is that things take time, and it's okay that they take time, because people value the fact that you've put in so much thought into it. And so I'm not rushing into, you know, let me launch 5 new products and let me get on to like every distribution channel. I'm really taking it one step at a time, and it allows us to really build a voice and build narrative. One of the things I'm excited about for next month, or actually this month, it's June already, oh my God, is that we are finally partnering with SASMA, the South Asian Mental Health Association, to do workshops with them. That's a big, mental health is our giving program. And, you know, SASMA is our first partnership, and I'm really excited to give back to the community through the workshops that we are hosting with them.
Ah, congratulations. I'm excited to see it come to life. That's so cool.
Thank you.
What advice do you have, or what's the key thing that you'd want someone to know who's earlier on in the journey in building their business? Or what's the thing that you wish someone told you before you got started?
I would say just believe in yourself and surround yourself with people who believe in you. I, you know, spent a lot of time doubting myself, but also because I heard a lot of rejection. I heard a lot of no's, and I know people say that, but you always think you're a special snowflake, that you're not going to hear those no's, but you hear those no's and it can be demoralizing. So my advice, you know, it's going to get hard, it's going to be challenging, but just believe that you have something special and persevere through those hard times. I think that's really what differentiates some of the biggest brands today. And we heard this advice actually from Sephora founders too, or like founders who've been successful at Sephora: perseverance and just like, you know, faith that it'll work out versus feeling discouraged, because there's always going to be challenges.
Yeah, that's so true. Every day can be a challenge sometimes. We are up to the 6 quick questions part of the episode. I ask every woman on the show the same 6 quick questions so that I can look back and see if there's any trends or insights or interesting things that we can pull out. Some of it we might have covered already, but I ask them all the same. So question number 1 is, what's your why? Why are you doing what you're doing?
I think if, as a child growing up, had I seen a brand like Kofi, I would have grown up feeling like I was beautiful and feeling more confident about myself. And that really keeps me going.
Yeah, it's really important. Really, really important. Question number 2 is, what do you think has been the number 1 marketing moment that's made the business pop?
I do believe that the beauty editor is writing about our brand as well as the product has definitely made us get the attention. You know, we were on the Vogue homepage and Allure homepage when we launched, and it was because people were interested in our stories and we had beautiful visuals and a really great product. And I think that really put us on the map in a way that nothing I could have done would have.
Yep, so true. Question number 3 is, where do you hang out to get smarter? What are you reading or listening to or subscribing to that others would benefit from knowing about?
One of my favorite podcasts is How I Built This, which is similar to what you are building, which is amazing. And I think those stories of listening to other founders and having those really honest conversations have really helped me and inspired me to continue building and, you know, always make me smarter and make me realize that ultimately, like, businesses are about people, right? They're about like these people who are pursuing their passions and building companies with that passion.
It's a good show. I love How I Built This too. Guy Raz is amazing. Question number 4 is, how do you win the day? What are your daily habits or rituals that keep you feeling happy and successful and motivated?
The days that I feel like I'm winning, I don't always feel like all days I'm winning, but the days that I do feel I'm winning, I'll always typically have spent some time, you know, exercising and just making sure that I give myself some time to take care of myself, and then also make sure I connect with my partner, spend some time with him, cuddle with him. I think those are always like really encouraging moments or bookends for me to start the day with exercise and end the day with spending time with my partner and just like, you know, reconnecting.
Love those small moments at the end of the day. So nice. Question number five is, if you were given $1,000 of no strings attached grant money, where would you spend it in the business?
I would spend it on our people. You know, we have a very small team right now, and we, you know, obviously being a lean startup, we are very careful with how we spend. And so if I had $1,000 that I could do something for my team, I think that's, you know, I would ask them where, what do they want to do with it and how do they want to spend it, whether that's a party or they want to do something different, like it's their money.
Oh, I love that. That's so cool. And question number six, last question is, how do you deal with failure? What's your mindset and approach when things don't go to plan?
I think like the first thing is recognizing that it's okay to feel sad. It's okay to feel rejected. I think it's okay to give yourself space to process that, because, you know, we're not always going to be optimistic and happy, and that's okay. So giving myself space to feel the rejection and, you know, process it, but then, you know, moving on and then going back to work, because really it's about perseverance and getting back up and fighting against those challenges.
Absolutely. Priyanka, thank you so much for being on the show today and sharing your journey so far with Colfi Beauty. I'm just such a cheerleader of what you're doing, and I absolutely am obsessed with what it looks like, and I can't wait to see what comes next.
I'm so, so excited to be on this podcast, and I really love what you're doing in building, because I think the more stories we hear of women building things, the world's going to look like a very different place.
So true. It really is going to look like a different place.
Hey, it's Dune here. Thanks for listening to this amazing episode of the Female Startup Club podcast. If you're a fan of the show and want even more of the good stuff, I'd recommend checking out femalestartupclub.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. We send it out weekly, covering female founder business news, insights and learnings in D2C, and interesting business resources. And if you're a founder building an e-commerce brand, you can join our private network of entrepreneurs called Hype Club at femalestartupclub.com/Hype Club. We have guests from the show joining us for intimate Ask Me Anythings, expert workshops, and a group of totally amazing, like-minded women building the future of D2C brands. As always, please do subscribe, rate and review the show, and post your favorite episodes to Instagram stories. I am beyond grateful when you do that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey, it's Dune here. Thanks for listening to this amazing episode of the Female Startup Club podcast. If you're a fan of the show and want even more of the good stuff, I'd recommend checking out femalestartupclub.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter. We send it out weekly, covering female founder business news, insights and learnings in D2C, and interesting business resources. And if you're a founder building an e-commerce brand, you can join our private network of entrepreneurs called Hype Club at femalestartupclub.com/Hype Club. We have guests from the show joining us for intimate Ask Me Anythings, expert workshops, and a group of totally amazing, like-minded women building the future of D2C brands. As always, please do subscribe, rate and review the show, and post your favorite episodes to Instagram stories. I am beyond grateful when you do that.